סימן חופי סטיפיות בייס. אם מניח תפילין כמה פעם ביום צריך לברך עליהם בכל פעם. If a person puts on תפילין multiple times in the course of the day, so according to the Mechaber, even if his plan was to put them back again, he has to make a bracha every time. The mere fact that he took it off requires a new bracha when you put it on again. But the Ramah, the way we paskin, is not like that. It's if you plan to put it back right away, then you do not have to make another bracha, only if you are masiyach das, you have a serious hashtag in between. Nishvetu min koimon, umamashish ven mafzim umkremisov lechorach. If they inadvertently slid away from their place, and you're putting the tefillin back on their place, according to the Mechaber, you also have to make a bracha. Here it's even worse than the first case, because here when it fell off, you didn't have any intention. It was, you weren't aware of it until after it slipped away. The Maisa Nishagur brings from the Shalar Kodesh that if this happened during tefillah, then you do not have to make another bracha, because it's assumed that when you put your tefillin in the beginning of the tefillah, your das was clearly that they should be on for the entire tefillah. But if a person finished the davening and he still has his tefillin on and then he slipped off, so if you want to put them back in place, then even according to the Shiloh, you would have to make another bracha. Mr. Bruce has another chiddush that when it said that he fell out of place, what happens if he moves a little bit? So a quarter of the tefillin are out of place. So the mice are not used to the mitzvah, it has to be right in the place. But as far as it can be considered that you finished with it and you have to make a new bracha, that's only when the majority of the tefillin moved out of place. Says the Rambam, if you put back only one of the two tefillin, then you make a bracha as if you're putting the bracha for one piece of one of the two tefillin. Tenis the Mechaber, his reason in Koyimah, title of the Inviyana, the Tzav Levar, just like we mentioned before. The Mechaber holds if you took it off, or even if you moved it out of place, even with intention to put them back, you still have to make a bracha, but the Rambam says, we pass it not like that. That is a minig that if you took them off on Manat to put them back on again, you did not make another bracha. If one took off his tefillin to go into the bathroom, so since in the bathroom one is not allowed to have his tefillin on, therefore when he comes out he has to make a bracha on his tefillin. Even so, the poskim amongst them, at least in Perel, that say that if you went to the bathroom just for ketanin, then it's a suffix if he has to make a bracha when he puts them on, so he shouldn't make the bracha. Only once the bathroom of a gedolim, then when he comes out, he should make a bracha in the tefillin.